Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve, it's the morning here on KNSS, 8:49 now here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wind Surge loses second playoff game to Northwest Arkansas, 5-1.
Two.
Federal government moves closer to fully approving COVID vaccine booster shots, at least for some people.
One.
Guilty verdict for the man accused in the traffic crash that killed radio personality Don Hall. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline prices in Wichita, well, the average still around $2.87 a gallon. We had some of the retailer, or at least one of the major retailers in the area, jumping up to $2.91 a gallon. Easy enough to find lower prices out there with an average of about $2.87. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 83 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 58. Friday sunny, tomorrow's high 84 degrees. Now clear, 54 degrees, a south wind at 8 miles per hour. Apple makes a rare move for its staffers.
The tech titan is thanking their workers for their efforts during the pandemic and will be handing out as much as $1,000 in one-time bonuses next month to retail staffers hired before March the 31st, while anyone who joined after that date will receive $500. New workers for the holiday shopping season will reportedly get $200. The payouts will also go to AppleCare and online sales workers. Apple doesn't often give bonuses to its retail staff, but the move comes as companies face continued labor shortages and is an attempt by the company to retain its existing employees as Apple heads into the iPhone 13 launch period as well as the busy holiday shopping season. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Target will hire fewer seasonal workers this year as it navigates a tight labor market and will instead offer more hours to current employees. About 100,000 seasonal workers will be hired nationwide, the company said today, about 30,000 less than last year.
Yeah.
Many of those workers will be offered jobs beyond the holiday season.
Huh.
And stocks held onto their gains. Wall Street on Wednesday, the S&P rose 41 points, Dow up 338. NASDAQ closed up 150 points. Business news now from the Wichita Business Journal. The car wash craze continues in Wichita after opening its first two locations in West Wichita. One near Bridge and Kellogg, the other 13th and Tyler. Tommy's Express Car Wash is now headed east. The new Tommy's will go up next to the Chicken and Pickle at 13th and Greenwich. Layham Development Developers of the Dining and Entertainment Center announced Wednesday in a news release. Construction starting soon on the site and is expected to finish on time for an opening in spring of 2022.
An entire city block in the Delano neighborhood, bordered by Burton and Texas on Handley and Osage Streets, has sold to new owners. Haven't nailed down specific plans, but, quote, want to do something cool for the city, says Phil Carcelaway, a partner in the investment group. The group is called 220 South Handley, LLC. Group now owns all seven parcels within that city block, most recently closing on the purchase of the former Calvary Baptist Church property, 220 South Handley. The land is almost 2 acres. It's a block south of all the stuff happening on Douglas Avenue and a couple of blocks west of Riverfront Stadium.
Former branch manager and customer service manager Jamie Prothrow is returning to Wichita to become the city's director of libraries. The city announced this week. Prothrow was most recently customer experience director at the library system in Pierce County, Washington. Before leaving for the Tacoma area, Prothrow had worked for a decade in the Wichita Public Library System, under former director Cynthia Berner, who retired a year ago. Prothrow was a branch manager at the Evergreen Library. And that's a look at business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Steve and Ted in the morning. And so Target's not going to hire as many, but still 100,000 temporaries. That's a lot of people, you know, for just temporary jobs. But not as many as last year. All right, coming up, just a reminder that coming up on Saturday, you've got the 2021 Wichita Wagon Masters Downtown Chili Cook-Off. I'm trying to get together a little family group to go down there.
Nice.
It starts at noon. You want to get down earlier than that, though. That's at Douglas and St. Francis, and it's a great fundraiser for the Wichita Wagon Masters. They do a lot of great work in this city, and we encourage you to go out. And it's great fun.
It's super. Yep. Yeah.
And Chief,
beautiful Saturday morning.
Honorary potentate this year is Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey.
He's not honorary. He is the potentate.
That's right. The potentate is not honorary. You have to actually work for a living.
Yeah. 850. Hey, my mom had a birthday yesterday.
Yes,
of course.
Sir. Mahala.
Mahala's celebrating her birthday yesterday, and my siblings took her out to Stroud's last night for dinner, and they all posed underneath the Steve and Ted in the Morning picture right there in the Stroud's lobby.
I understand a lot of people do that.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. That was cool.
Well, happy birthday, Mahala.
Yeah.
Again. And you've got the opening night for Clue tonight.
Yeah, preview night for Clue, the comedy at Forum Theater at 3rd and Broadway. If you want tickets, go to forumtheater.org. We'll be running Thursday through Sunday for the next 3 weekends.
And my wife and I, Shelly and I, are planning to go tomorrow night, Friday night, and it should be a good evening. We're looking forward to it, Ted. Break a leg? Is that what they mean? Okay, well, break a leg. How about that?
Thank you.
855 is Steve and Ted coming up the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. And one of his guests will be Todd Bensman, author of America's Covert Border War. Okay. Been talking about things going on down around Del Rio. That's Glenn Beck on the way. 9 o'clock, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. Government looking at plans for booster shots. That's come on the way as well. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS, Wichita. Looking for a high today of 83 degrees, right now 54.
Hey, you don't need me.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.